The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is by leveraging social media. And the best place to leverage your social media is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. No, you don't need to be a gorgeous fitness model. No, you don't have to be great on camera. It is easier than ever to grow your Instagram account, but you need to understand how. It's not that difficult. In fact, you're probably wasting so much time on Instagram right now. And we want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. I invite you to join us. We have a monthly membership. It's insane. It is the best priced training mentorship on the interwebs, if I do say so myself. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple. And we look forward to seeing you on our next live training.
Hey there, thanks for pressing play on this episode. Welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I'm going to be giving you a couple of quick email marketing tips and strategies, things that I've recently been testing and a few things that I've recently found out or learned myself that I'm happy to pass along to you. Now, of course, if you have been doing business online at any point in the last 20 years, then you have probably heard about the value and importance of an email list. But in short, it's the most safe, the most secure way for you as a business owner online to be able to contact your followers, your customers, your subscribers, whatever you call them in your business. The most secure way, the most reliable way for you to get a hold of them is via email. As we all know, there's constant changes to all of the algorithms of all of these different apps. One day you might reach 100,000 customers, and the next day you might reach 100 if you're lucky. We all know that social media can be a really challenging environment, and that's not to say that email marketing is a walk in the park, but at least you own those contacts. You own the right to email them at any time, and as long as you don't automatically get filtered into the spam filter or automatically get put in junk mail, you are going to land with your email in people's inbox. Now, whether people open them and read them, that's a whole nother conversation, and actually, that's kind of what we're talking a little bit about today, so let's just get right into it. Email marketing tips, just a couple of quick tips that I have for you. First of all, I think that we have all seen over the last few years that social media has been trending in a much less professional, polished, perfected, refined, filtered way. And it's trending much more into an area of raw, authentic, in the moment, and quick. I saw a great tweet the other day that said, in school, we learned how to write 5-page, 12-point font, MLA format essays. And then we got to the real world and the real world was like, hey, can you communicate effectively in 7 seconds or less? And it was completely different. And now we're all struggling to catch up and figure out why it's tough to communicate in such a short, succinct way. And so these two notes lead me to my first tip for email marketing, which I want to give you, which is that from what we found, from what I found at least, talking to my email list and communicating with them and learning what they like and what they don't like, they really enjoy short and sweet emails. In fact, last week I sent out an email that was literally 1 sentence long, and the sentence was a question, and the question was, hey, what kind of emails do you prefer? long ones with lots of detail and explanations, or short, quick, and to the point. And over 85% of respondents said that they prefer short, quick, to the point email. This was really useful feedback for me because now I know in the future, I don't have to spend so long writing long emails. I don't have to spend hours typing out these multi-paragraph emails when most people we know just from psychology aren't going to read past the first few sentences anyways. Also, it was useful for me to ask that question because now a bunch of people have not just opened one of my emails recently, but they've responded. So there was nothing salesy in this email. Again, it was just one sentence long, but there is an algorithm to emails. I know that might be frustrating for you to hear, but even, you know, the email inbox has somewhat of an algorithm to it. And that algorithm helps determine, hey, when you get an email from this company, should we, as the email provider, should we mark it as important? Should we filter it right to spam or junk? Should we block any emails from this sender altogether because this person is a scammer? There's a little bit of an algorithm going on in email marketing. So if you're able to get your customers, your clients, the people on your email list to not just open your emails, not just click on them or click on the links in them, but to actually get them to engage and respond to your email, well, then the algorithm that exists within their email provider is going to learn that, hey, when you send them an email, this is something important. This is something that they're going to want to see. So you kind of can kill two birds with one stone in sending out an email like the one that I just sent out to my list last week. Now, I don't want everyone to immediately run to their email marketing provider and send out a mass message to their list, and all of a sudden we all have 40 different emails saying the exact same thing because everyone listened to this Build Your Tribe episode, but this might be an email that you want to add into your marketing calendar over the next month or two. Just a quick to-the-point email saying, hey, please respond to this email. You can just hit the reply button, but let me know if you prefer short or long emails. That feedback is really valuable for you as the business owner. And then the fact that they are responding is really valuable for email marketing and for the algorithm that exists within the email inbox. That was the first tip I wanted to share with you. And the second tip that I wanted to share with you came from one of our Team Johnson team members, Miller. He sent me a message after I sent out one of my emails to my email list a few weeks ago. And he said, hey, I noticed that you had a great subject line. It was like a question or something like that. But then the first sentence or two of your email wasn't really eye-catching. It wasn't conversational. It didn't make me want to open the email. So even though the subject grabbed his attention, I think the first few sentences of my email were like, dear Miller, I hope you're having a great week, which, you know, like it's nice. It's a little bit conversational, but it's not going to grab someone's attention. People don't want to open that email. People want to open emails that are exciting, that are newsworthy, that feel like they're going to learn something. They're going to be served. They're going to get some flash sale or discount. Like there has to be something juicy, you know, to click on the email and actually want to read it. And hey, dear person, how's it going? I hope you're having a good week. It's something that I used to always include in my emails because I thought it was very friendly and I thought it was nice to ask people how they were doing rather than just jumping right into the content. And I still think that there's some substance to that belief, but if we're talking about marketing and we're talking about getting people to actually open and read our emails, we want to be really conscientious of not just the subject line, but the first 2 to 3 sentences of the actual email itself, because most of these email apps nowadays, they show a preview, right? Like I get a notification on my Apple Watch that I got a new email, or I get a little ping on my home screen telling me that I got a new email. I can see who it's from, I can see the subject, and I can see the first few words of that email. So those first few words are just as important, if not more important, than the subject line itself. So keep that in mind when you're writing your next email. And remember, generally speaking, people like short, people like brief. So if you can communicate your sale, if you can tell your story, if you can give your tips or serve or whatever it is that you are planning on using this email to do, if you can do it in a short, succinct way, that's powerful. That's going to get people to open, to read, and to click. And that ultimately will improve your email marketing, your sales funnels, your deliverability, and down the line, it'll help you grow your business. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, happy networking.
Hey, it's Kristen, Chalene's podcast manager. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, could you go and leave a review for Chalene and Brock? Let them know what it is you liked about this episode, what really hit home, and what would you like them to cover in a future episode? And while you're at it, could you just double check to be sure that you are subscribed? That way, if you're subscribed, you won't miss a single episode, which is released every Tuesday and Thursday. Did you know that Chalene has another podcast called The Chalene Show? It's all about living your best life. She gives you tips about improving things physical, mental health, mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, fitness, sleep, and so much more. She has the best interviews also. But if you're already subscribed to both Build Your Tribe and The Chalene Show, you really should go check out Patreon. Did you know The Chalene Show is now on Patreon? Chalene gets super personal, spills the tea on everything she can't on her other podcasts. You also get to experience Brett, completely unfiltered, completely confident, and completely hysterical. You can find it at patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Anyways, thanks for listening. Remember, anything referenced in this episode, including links to all the other podcasts, can be found below in the show notes.